This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Final hour of the program. It's a Vice Shirt Friday. It's a closeout Friday. Cats. Game 6 tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs at Amerant Bank Arena. As they look to finish this puppy off after going down 0-2 in the series, they will try and polish it off with four straight wins tonight. Confidence level is at what, Leroy, tonight?
80%. 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Yeah.
8 out of 10.
I just think that the physicality that they have hit them with, along with in the last maybe 8 quarters, the barrage of shots that, you know, the goalie was awesome at for a couple of games, right? That's done. So
they really feel like they've hit another level in this series.
Yeah,
Bob
exactly.
Looks like he's hit another level in this series. So on injury front, from George Richards, Evan Rodriguez is staying out as a scratch. Jesper Boqvist going to stick in there. He had a great game the last time around on that top line. So we will see what happens tonight. You, of course, can hear that right here on 560 WQAM. Who do you think bangs the drum? Do we know who bangs the drum tonight? Who bangs the drum tonight? Any leads on a drum banger? Waddle did it the last game, didn't he?
I know he was there for sure. I didn't see if he did the drum. Let's see.
I know they had those Costco guys do it for one. That
That
was rough.
Costco guys.
Yeah.
You ever hear about them?
No.
They go boom. They eat chocolate chip cookies.
5 booms, 2 booms.
Yeah, I think they live in Boca. Not exactly what I want to fire up a crowd, but whatever.
Oh, look at that. Tonight will be Lusaka Polite.
You're a jackass.
Crazy, right?
You're a jackass.
That's great. Because you got to run right through them.
Is it a Bobby Lou night? Do you go with Luongo?
Nah, I don't think you whip that out so early.
Nah, you save that for the cup?
Yeah, who would be appropriate tonight? That kind of, you know, let's close it out, guys. Let's close it out.
One of the Bure brothers? We haven't seen them in a while.
Bure?
Bure. Bure.
Yeah. You made it a fancy, something fancy, like a bure.
Yami Yager. Where's Yami or Yager? Can he do it?
He's horny somewhere. I don't know where he's at. I don't think so.
That's great. All right. We'll figure it out.
Schmiedin says Davion Mitchell will do the drum tonight. Is that true?
Ooh, that'd be good. That would be good. I was just thinking.
That'd be a cool experience for him.
Yeah, he deserves it.
I think didn't he just throw out the first pitch at a Marlins game?
Did he?
Huh. I think he did.
Still haven't got my call from the Marlins. Still waiting.
What do you mean? To throw out the first pitch?
Yeah, you know.
You can't walk.
No need to walk. No need to walk. Just got to throw a heater.
You can throw without your foot.
Real piss whistle.
It's your right foot or your left foot?
Dave South says, keep all Heat players away from the Panthers. Would Tyler get booed if they did Tyler Hero?
No, I don't think he'd get booed, but didn't necessarily close things out this year.
You putting that on Tyler?
No, well, I mean,
I'm not putting it on Tyler.
Exactly. It's not all his fault, but he is partial.
But he takes a part.
Yeah.
He takes a part. I think you know what? Dan South might be right. Maybe stick to, Zach Sealer?
Yeah, Sealer's good. Maybe even Sealer's Zach on Thomas.
I'm a little Zach Thomas out.
Okay.
For this week. You know, we've already got him on the schedule release. Let him take a break.
Yeah. What about Cantwell?
Oh, new guy.
Yeah, the newest pick for the newest pickup for the Hurricanes. Senior in high school?
Anybody's gonna know who he is. Like, he's a child.
Yeah, that wouldn't work either.
You go with Zach Sealer. I think that's the guy. That if they're gonna go, we're gonna go sports,
seal it on out. You know, it's the last game. Seal their fate. That's solid. That's good. That or Davion Mitchell, I'm okay with.
Jab, he says, Tobin isn't going to start his show pony engine up for what Justin Jefferson said.
Uh-oh. I got to
check. What did he say? He said something about lefty quarterbacks, didn't he? I don't think it was like that crazy. I don't know. Did he say like something? Did he want to be here? Because I would love that.
That would be great. Of course. Looks like I disconnected. I was seeing if they would eventually come back. Leroy, do you hear Tobin?
No, I do not.
So
I think it's me. I think it's my signal.
There we go.
I'm pretty sure it's me. I saw I had like the little
loading
the
window.
Spinny wheel thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was just shutting up till I came all the way back.
I was looking for the Justin Jefferson comments. Anything that would kind of like relate to us, but I don't know. I just see like he was mic'd up. And they're putting Steph Curry over both Michael Jordan and LeBron James. Is that the comments that I'm supposed to be? Steph Curry over Michael Jordan and LeBron James?
He said something about lefty quarterbacks. He's sitting next to McCarthy, and he says, that's how I feel about quarterbacks that throw at the left. It's so different, bro. It even makes a difference for us. Is that a good difference or a bad difference? I feel like on his tone, he's like, it's a bad difference. But are you saying like, so are you interpreting this, JIP, that you think that he's saying he'd like a lefty quarterback?
No, I mean, listen.
Why would he say that to his quarterback?
Though? The ball spins an opposite way. But, I mean, if you're a receiver and you complain about that. That's a reach. Because in the end, just catch the ball, right? Like your quarterback is either accurate or he isn't. But whether he's left-handed or right-handed, I think, yeah, the spin is a little different. But if you can catch, you can catch. I'm out on any receiver that would say I had trouble catching it because it was spinning the other way. Think about that. If your wide receiver said that to you.
It's not something we've never heard, but
I mean, the punter is a little different because the way the ball moves in the air is different. And so if you're used to catching a right-handed punter, you're used to tracking the ball and running towards the ball, knowing it's going to do a certain thing. And if it's a left-footed punter, it does the opposite. Sometimes you get caught up. But when you have a left-handed punter, they just put the jugs machines on left-handed.
Or left footed. Doesn't the ball fade the other way on deep balls?
Sometimes.
Remember there was that viral video of people turning to a righty, like on the film, and everybody was like, he looks like a completely different quarterback. Like, we wouldn't.
No, it does. It does. When you throw a deep ball, so say if you throw a right-handed ball, to the right side of the field,
yeah,
it fades to the outside, right?
Okay.
If a left-hander makes the same throw, it fades in.
Inside.
Yeah, but that's got to be a deep ball.
Yeah.
Like air. Like, yeah. So well, from that good. Standpoint, it does matter. It has the same effect as a punt.
Yeah.
Like if you don't prepare for a left-footed punter and you chase a ball back there and it falls the opposite way, yeah, it could get – but these guys, again, professionals, right? Like I have a big problem when guys say, oh, he can't hit a lefty. Why?
They don't see it as much. It's kind of odd.
I mean,
majority of the throws they'll see in their lifetime are going to be from right-handed batters. So they go with a metrics thing.
See ball.
No, I mean,
ball?
The bet.
That doesn't.
I mean, did you. What? See ball, hit ball? That's your explanation?
Yeah.
That's good. That's baseball.
I mean, like, think about this.
See ball, hit ball.
Your reaction time for a baseball is minute. The time is quick, right? The release point is in the same spot, whether it's a lefty or a righty. So when we talk about, oh, you can see it more from a lefty or a righty, like, how much longer? You see what I'm saying? How much longer are you seeing the ball? Because, like, your reaction time is still the same. So good hitters, they don't take good hitters out. You take the average hitters out. A great hitter is a great hitter.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you're not – I mean, Barry Bonds was never taking out when it's a lefty. Like, you're talking about the best of the best. They're not going to do that, but – If it is a mediocre player, like let's say Mike Jacobs when he was on the Marlins,
whoa,
and you could pinch hit him with somebody off the bench who was righty, yeah, there is a difference because a lot of guys can't pick it up as fast because they don't see it as much. It's an oddity for them.
I know it just sounds weird. You know what I mean? It just sounds weird that because the reaction time of any pitcher is extremely quick from the time he releases the ball to the time it gets to the plate. And I'm just wondering, how could there be more time?
Because it's a matter of picking up the ball. And if you're a lefty, you're probably not.
Hey,
I've had enough of Tobin's internet this segment, if I'm being honest.
Me too.
I'm gonna send us to break, and I'm gonna discipline him.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we got more Tobin and Leroy when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Think I'm back.
Don't let it happen again.
I think I'm back. It was weird. Haven't had it on other shoes in a while. It's usually been pretty clean. Disappointing. I apologize. Anyway, like I was saying, Leroy, baseball, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
See the ball, hit the ball.
I think sometimes in sports, we read into all these things so much that we don't let athletes go out and athlete, right? Like all the analytics of this and that and whatever.
But what if the analytics are right sometimes? Like if you have 3 years worth of information that a guy's a 119 hitter against lefties and a 270 hitter against righties, do I ignore that?
Yeah, I tend to look at it more of like sometimes these switch hitters shouldn't even be switch hitters.
I don't even think anybody does that anymore.
Right, okay.
I don't even think people do that anymore. There are things in baseball that are dead, Leroy. One of them is a catcher who actually squats. Now they all kneel like Benito Santiago.
Right.
Lazy.
Things are changing in baseball. I was wondering about this because like, my son's getting into baseball. Like, what don't I like? What's new? Because I feel you got these kids showing up with oven mitts. Like, what are you doing?
To slide.
You're not Juan Pierre.
Well, you know, the alternative is if without wearing that, that's how you get this injury.
Just hold batting gloves like any other normal person did growing up.
You stole a lot of bases in your youth, huh?
That's what everybody did. You held on to batting gloves. It's not that hard.
Not me. When I steal bases, I go full Superman. I close my fist like this, and I'm just like,
no one's taking advice from the ladder faller.
Hey.
All right.
You're also the guy that lands barely in the dirt and never you jump slide and don't meet to the base.
Needless to say, I've never stolen a base.
Yeah. Neither. I would have to say, Toby, did you ever steal a base?
I've stolen a base, but not like impressively.
Fastball doesn't count.
Sometimes you just get a guy not paying attention to you. They're like, Fatty's not going to run. Yes, I did. Windup's too long, dummy. And if their catcher stinks.
Oh, yeah. You can tell. Is he kneeling? Soft.
It's that time.
It is.
We must finish it off.
Uh-oh.
That's a win! That's a loss! Hunter!
So we left off at week 9 after the Baltimore Ravens defeated the Miami Dolphins and left them at 5-4 with another primetime loss. How did the Dolphins respond, Leroy?
Yeah.
It is the biggest game of the season up next, and that is at home, November 9th, 1 o'clock, against, you guessed it, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
I know they've had our number recently, and we didn't beat them on 3 days rest earlier in the season, Leroy. Too quick a turnaround after the frustration of Mike Vrabel on Tua Tagovailoa that left us in a 1-2 hole.
Yeah.
However, Leroy, I predict the losing streak ends this week. November 9th, week 10, 1 o'clock. Miami Dolphins are beating the goddamn Buffalo Bills to go to 6-4.
Yeah.
Leroy, what do you got?
Leroy.
Come on. Hey.
Interdivision matchup.
Hey.
Swing batter.
See the ball, hit the ball.
Lefty specialist Leroy Horde.
Lefty.
They call him LH.
Lefty specialist Leroy Horde.
Yep. That's what they call him.
I've heard that. Maybe he still thinks.
Frog boy? What about you?
I agree. The Dolphins will pick up a victory. But it'll come on the shoulders of an unfortunate but not serious Josh Allen injury.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
So he's knocked out of the game and they beat. Who is their backup? I don't even know. Who is the Bills' backup?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Still? He's still getting checks?
I have no idea. I think he was last year.
All you need is one boob to think you were a good quarterback as a rookie, and you're set for the rest of your life.
Hey, but, let's be honest. Mobile. Mitchell Trubisky.
He is sneaky mobile for intangibles. Good. Week 11, a little paella and pigskin, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
As we're getting on the bird to fly to Madrid, Leroy, and you know they call Tua El Matador.
Well, I don't think.
What do you mean? They call him that. That's what they're going to call him.
Well,
Matador.
El Matador.
El Matador. Tua.
Okay. All right. What time was that game?
9:30 a.m.
Oh, God.
9:30 a.m. Early pigskin and paella.
Which is 6 hours. They're 6 hours ahead of us. So
they really?
If it's 9:30, then you carry the 2, divided by 6, multiplied by 7. 3 o'clock. 3:30!
They're 6 hours behind us.
What?
What? No, they're ahead of us.
Yeah,
the game starts at 3:30 here. Starts at 9 there.
Oh, no, it starts at 9:30 here.
Oh.
So they're ahead of us.
So 3:30.
You got to carry the 1.
Well, you know they call Jonnu Smith the flamenco dancers of tight ends. And so I have the Miami Dolphins in this one going out to Madrid. Unfortunately, time shift a little bit too much for them.
Ooh.
And a bit of a letdown as well. I have them losing to the Washington Commanders in this one. Frogboy?
Yeah, I don't like Spain because of the way they pronounce their S's.
They don't they? Don't they always put an A?
España.
Espan. Yeah, there's like a th, right?
The Dolphins. Can't trust them. Therefore, that's going to throw off the mojo altogether. The Commanders are a pretty good team. I got this as a loss as well.
Man, and good luck to them trying to say Jonah Thayanaya.
Good luck with that one.
Good luck, dude. Then the Dolphins have the bye week, week 12. We come out of week 13. New Orleans Saints. You have a loss for the bye.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill is going to get a rest. It's going to be...
Don't end up like the Colts.
Yeah, true. That was a joke. I'm sorry. Bye week, week 12.
Week 13?
Mm-hmm.
Taking on the Saints. Saints are going to be awful this year. So, like, what do we do?
The Saints are tanking for the other
quarterback. Quarterback is just retired in the middle of the year. Name another Saint.
All right, Leroy, this isn't about the game. Do you think the Saints are tanking to get Arch Manning?
100%.
So you agree that's a loss then? Almost had him. I felt like I almost had him.
You almost had him. But that, I mean, that's totally what they're doing. It's totally what they're doing to get Arch.
Yeah. So that's a win for us.
God, that's kind of cool though. It's kind of a goosey story.
That is a goosey story for sure. Yeah. Mobile.
But I have the Dolphins bouncing back in week 14 against the Jets in New York, despite it being a September at 1 o'clock. I feel like that's Tua's limit. I think he can handle that. That's not too cold.
Not too cold.
Should be all right. I think still December, early December in the Meadowlands.
Yeah.
That's still in Tua's barometer to win that cold game.
Yeah.
What about you, Frog Boy?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think the Jets will be a good team this year. They're also going to be on my tank watch.
What?
Yeah, because, I mean, they just suck. So, of course, just every year they tank, don't they? Like, not even on purpose.
Maybe Justin Fields finds his way.
Yeah, they need to fix that Justin Fields on that park. Because if one more of my guys goes down.
Yeah, just skip Jalen Phillips that week, huh?
That's not good.
Just let him have a bye week. I don't want to see him get hurt. Although Chop Robinson's going for the sack record by this time too. He's in the chase.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's also happening right now.
Kenny G.
The next week, Monday Night Football.
Ooh, prime time.
December 15th. Against the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
probably.
Potentially.
Unless he left to go on a spirit quest. Then it could be, who the hell, they have Kenny Pickett back? Who they have now?
Oh, Skylar Thompson, baby.
Skylar Thompson revenge game.
Wow.
Either way, Leroy, you would agree. Leroy, we can agree on a bunch of things. I'm not having you play That's a Win, That's a Loss, just but a primetime December game in Pittsburgh.
Cold.
Is ripe for a Tua loss and a Dolphins loss.
That is a Dolphins loss for sure. Come on.
That's not just the elements.
Yeah, just the elements we're talking
about. The elements.
We're talking about our guy.
Right. We're not losing to the team. We're losing to the elements.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So, but counterpoint. The next week, Sunday Night Football. This is a PTT redemption game.
PTT.
They host the Cincinnati Bengals.
Ooh. Who
are really like, listen, they are a, they are all stats, no wins. That's what that team is.
Ah.
Joe Burrow.
Yes.
A lot of style, no substance. I'm sick of Joe Burrow. They don't take care of their pass rusher. He's holding out, so he's not going to be there.
True.
So I got the Dolphins winning the battle of the shootout, and Joey B taking a Joey L.
Wow.
Dolphins 10-5 with two games to go. Frog boy?
Yeah, I don't see us getting dominated by the AFC North that way. We've already dropped a game to the Ravens. We've already dropped a game to the Steelers. So, therefore... We're going to beat those Bengals, baby. 10-5.
We're all three of us are together on that one.
All three of us are together on that one.
Leroy.
Yes.
Marcos and Tobin all at 10-5 right now.
Trio.
With two to go. The next game, hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this is a don't think we forgot.
Yeah.
You know, some people look at Tyreek Hill as a malcontent. A loose cannon, a chemistry Molotov cocktail, if you will.
Jeez.
But one thing that he may be,
yeah,
is crazy like a fox. Because let's not forget what he did. Comes out with his top five QB list.
I remember that.
Takes Tua out and puts in Baker Mayfield. Now, why would he do that? To motivate. Dolphins beat the Buccaneers. And Tyreek Hill says, I was just doing it for bulletin board material.
That's right.
Because he's a good teammate.
I think.
That's what he was trying to do.
Yeah.
Dolphins 11-5. Leroy, what do you got?
What you got, Leroy? Tampa Bay. Huh? Baker. You like Baker.
Yo-ho, it's a pirate's life for me. What do you got for the Bucs, dude?
What you got for the Buccaneers?
Buck stops with you, Leroy Horde.
Yeah. Quit bucking around. Too much. Is that too much? All right. I got the Dolphins with a victory.
Wow.
This is going to be the year, baby.
11-5. The Dolphins with a chance to pass the Bills for the division.
Ooh.
Final week of the season. But they lose to the New England Patriots because we know like whenever there's a fortuitous playoff thing in the Dolphins, chances they're going to blow it.
We
so.
Really need this one.
Dolphins lose. They finish 11-6 on the season. Wild card team for the Dolphins.
Yes.
What do you got, Froggy?
I agree with that sentiment. I think.
Did you literally agree with me on every game?
No, we had one. Remember, Panthers was one that.
Of course, who could forget the Panthers game? Leroy, what was your final record? Leroy. Final record prediction. I got 11-6. Frog boy, 11 and. What'd you go? 12-5 or 11-6?
I had 11-6, but it's a different 11-6 than yours.
It's a different 11-6. Leroy, 11-6. Sound about right for you?
Come on.
Sounds like it.
I got 11-6.
That's a win. That's a loss.
Yeah. Thank God.
2025 edition.
God, that's the worst. You like the
but 11-5. What do you think about that record prediction? What do you think you don't that? Have to play the whole game, but what do you see? Because you're going to predict the Dolphins' record eventually too. It's totally different from that's a win, that's a loss. So you think 11-5 fair record?
11-6.
Too juicy.
I mean, I think they're that if Tua's healthy for 90% of the
season. That was my thinking too. Right. You know, you and me. See, I knew he was playing the whole time. I knew he was playing.
Well, I wasn't playing.
Packing on the pounds. So.
It is the absolute worse.
He seems like he hates it more every year.
It's torture.
I kind of saw I what know, he
it's
meant, not
that torture is a bit strong. You would say that I mean, it's a bit strong.
It's football strong. Torture to me.
Why is it football torture to you?
That's a little
because worse. You have no idea what your team's going to be.
Would you agree the Saints are tanking? Mm. You seemed intrigued.
Yeah, you like that one.
I don't know.
The art for art.
Like here, they got a new coach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a Kellen Moore.
Oh, great.
You think that dude wants to tank and risk losing his job? Because they'll say that you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tank, and then they fire you anyway. So you think a coach going to come in and say, no, I'm going to give you some of that film so you can fire me? No.
He may not have a choice. He's got Spencer Rattler
That's
and
different
Chuck.
Than tanking, though.
No, but it's like a purposeful tank. Like you had an opportunity to get a quarterback.
Hey, wait.
It's been yay, been yet, you know?
And here's the other thing. Who's to say you're not going to find a diamond in the rough? Who's to say one of these quarterbacks that you haven't heard of is going to be halfway decent? It's happened in football before.
The rookie quarterback's 27.
Mm-hmm.
Which means why can't he come in and play and be good?
I don't know.
He wasn't even good in college football, though.
He can almost run for president.
I mean, neither was Kurt Warner.
He's old.
How old was Kurt Warner his rookie year?
43?
No way.
We'll figure that out. Plus, play a little. I figure I already know Leroy's. You're dead to me to close things out after that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, let's bury some people. It's Tobin and Leroy. You're dead to me. I'll go first. I made note of this earlier in the week, but I want to just ring through the weekend so you guys know. If anybody tries to ruin my fun during the NBA offseason, you're dead to me. Whoa. I don't want to hear from any sensitive Heat fans or anybody on Heat Twitter or anybody who wants to be like, me, you're going to get him. Or why would you have faith in the front office? Hey, what am I supposed to do, people? Just go into my closet and wait until the October comes around and that's it. Oh, this is who's on my team. No, I'm going to chase every whale. I'm going to talk myself into everybody. I may just end up with DeMar DeRozan. Perhaps.
No.
Perhaps. But you want to know something? If I don't have the chase, I have nothing. So stop raining on my parade. Leave me the hell alone. And let me whale chase in peace. And if you want to be a whiny baby ruining my fun, then you're not my friend. And you never were. You're dead to me.
Wow.
Leroy.
You're dead to me, Bob.
It is no secret what is dead to me and what will be dead to me next year on the Friday after this, followed by the Friday after that, and all the Fridays before. And that is, that's a win, that's a loss.
Oh, come on!
It's dumb. Wow, I turn on the TV, and people do it. It's dumb. It's stupid. Nobody has, and I mean nobody, not even the Philadelphia Eagles, have any idea what their team is going to look like.
Very reasonable record prediction.
4 months from now? No idea. Yet, all across the world, all across the country, in every city, said city Tobin is playing this game.
I think 11-6 is a reasonable record prediction.
It's stupid.
What do you think they're going to be?
So, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If they start off 6-0 and then lose the next five, you're going to feel like crap, right?
Why would I feel like crap?
Because they lost five in a row.
I mean, they did that 1 year, didn't they?
Yeah. I'm just saying. Like, you have no idea what your team's going to look like.
I did it under the precipice.
I would have. Here. If you did this the week before the season started, with an idea of what everybody's going to be and look like, I would maybe listen a little bit more. But the fact you're doing it right after the draft,
okay, so we'll do it again. We'll do a revamp.
No.
I think that's a great idea, Marcos. What do you think about that?
Wait. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Revamped. That's a win. That's a loss after training camp.
That's cool.
I think that's a genius idea.
I did not open the door.
Bring it back
to play this in.
It's kind of like an iPhone, you know. Like you get the updated software, you get a little Intel. I don't hate it. Hey, I don't hate it.
It's pretty good.
So basically, I talked myself into this ridiculousness again.
It's a good plan.
Like, I don't understand why. Like, you're never right.
No, that's not true. Last year,
what did you say the record was going to be last year?
I think I said
12-5.
12-5. I think it was 12-5.
And where did they end up?
They ended up 8-9. But Tua got hurt.
Yeah.
And then again.
Obviously, I'm doing this with the idea that Tua's not hurt. I think that goes without saying. But if you're saying I can do another version, good.
Wait. You think, let's be fair. You think Eagles fans had their record where it was?
I don't know.
You think Detroit's fans did?
I don't know.
You think the Vikings fans had their team 14-3 and having to travel across the country to play playoff games?
No, probably not.
Okay. It's a stupid game.
Yeah, but it's not the lottery. Like, I'm not doing it just to be right. I'm doing it to just kind of get a lay of the land. You know, Marco, it's like a lay of the land,
just
baby.
Just trying to get a lay of the land, Leroy.
You're not laying the land. You're laying turds. Every time
I land turds.
Every time you play this game, it's like you came into the room where I'm doing the show and just took a big dump on the car.
That's not fair.
That's what it feels like.
It's not fair. I mean, we're just having fun.
It's no fun.
It is fun. We're all having fun. Everybody likes it except for you.
That segment is like kale. No caloric value whatsoever.
You're being unreasonable. If you get a schedule like that, you're being unreasonable. It's a completely fair game to
can
play.
Can I ask you a question? Since the day you met me, have I wavered off of this?
I understand. You haven't, but it's an unreasonable stance for other things we predict. And
why?
Just because I'm doing it from months out. What's the big deal? What's the big deal,
Leo? You have no idea. Okay, who's your starting left guard?
For the Dolphins?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the Rook.
You think? You don't know, though, do you?
Eichenberg.
No, so... I agree.
So you have no idea who's going to be on the team. You have no, hey, is Jalen Phillips going to be healthy?
I think so.
Is Chubb? I think so. Yeah. All these things, you have no idea.
You're predicting
what they're going to do.
I said off the bat, because in traditional spirit, I'm not allowed to just take a week off of that's a win, that's a loss. So I said, I did this, that's a win, that's a loss, under the precipice of Tyreek's still here, Jalen Ramsey's gone. Everybody else is pretty much penciled in.
Who's going to play cornerback?
Cater.
I'm going to go with Cater Kohu, Storm Duck, the dude that just got Kendall, what's his name? And Cam Smith.
Kendall, what's his name?
Dade South, you're dead to me. He said Leroy acts like he'll get hit in the neck with a dart if he's wrong.
Yeah, I just don't know what's the problem. What's the problem with the consequence?
Here.
I'm not going to peacock
him. I like going into things with some facts and giving people information that would give them an idea of what their team's going to be.
I have a lot of facts.
No, you don't.
They don't beat the Bills. They don't win on prime time. I do. I know most of the people who are going to be on the field.
Okay.
Right. We do.
No, and guess what? Ben will go on Cleveland Radio and guess win loss with them? No.
He definitely does. I bet he'd be more playful.
No, I do. No, I do not. No, I do not. I would sit on Cleveland TV like this. I don't play that game. It's stupid. It's stupid.
It's not stupid. Please stop saying that. Yeah.
It is.
It's a radio tradition.
Okay.
Frog Boy, who's dead to you?
It's part of our story history.
The Masters, and that's a win, that's a loss.
My dead to me candidate speaks for itself. I'm not going to go into details because, unfortunately, too many details have been released this week. And I personally don't want to hear more from it. God bless her and everything that she went through. My dead to me, I no longer want to hear about this man and his disgusting, disgusting bad habits. P. Diddy, you're dead to me, buddy.
Oh, man.
I thought that was going towards that phony Kirby Smart.
Oh, Kirby. Well, yo, Kirby, you can join on in.
Different things are being disgusting over.
Complaining about somebody picking Miami over Georgia. Like, God forbid.
Why?
If we offer you money and a scholarship, how dare you turn us down?
Luis says, around week 13 of Tobin's win-loss, I felt bad for Leroy throwing the towel.
Yeah, Marco's dead to you should have been your broke-ass foot. Or your broke-ass foot should be looking up and say, Marco's is dead to me for not taking care of me.
You know why you feel this way? You haven't seen me in a week. That's why. When you see me now and see how agile I am.
Here's the fact of the matter. All I need to know is, your foot is still black and blue and purple.
You don't know that.
Tobin told me.
Okay, it is, but it's you don't know purple. That.
It's purple. It looks like a melted rocket pop. That's what
more
it looks
of
like.
A violet, if I had to be honest.
No, it's and violent.
You
don't,
and you think you think that that's just going to heal on its own?
No, man.
Do you have any idea what heals that stuff?
Dirt.
The only heel he has right now is a black and blue heel.
Hey, don't worry. When we start calling you Captain Ahab because you're walking around with one of those little things on your foot because you don't have no foot.
The rare peg leg frog.
Yeah.
Schmeathen says, well, you weren't agile before. I know, Schmeathen.
Well, that's our show. Everybody have a great weekend. Go Cats.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you guys on Monday
to close out Friday, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.